I think that's enough Starlad for one day, said Mum, switching off the console. My parents had been so amazed and stunned and happy at avoiding the recent asteroid apocalypse that when I asked them shortly afterwards for a new games console, they'd not only agreed, but also let me keep it in my bedroom. I'm not proud of taking advantage of them in their moment of weakness. On the other hand, brand new Xbox. It's not Starlad, I said. It's Starlad 2 Danger from the Deep. There were two video games featuring the world's first real superhero, Starlad. The first one was rushed out after he'd stopped Earth from being flattened by Nemesis. It was okay, but the sequel was better. However, both suffered from the same problem. They didn't feel real. For a start, neither was set in Bromley. Even worse was how they portrayed Starlad. For example, in Danger from the Deep, Starlad's secret identity is millionaire schoolboy Lance Launceston, who is bestowed with superpowers after an accident with a plasma generator at his father's fusion laboratory. He has a kinetic blast power and a star jet that can do Mach 6, all of which is complete nonsense. And how do I know this? Because Starlad is Zach Parker, who was given his powers by Zorbon the Decider. He gets £5.50 a week pocket money, has just regular telekinesis, and owns a Carrera Vengeance mountain bike. And he's my big brother. I slipped off my chair and followed Mum downstairs. I had played a small but, I like to think, key role in Zach's epic world-saving triumph, but no one was making video games about me. Perhaps because, apart from my best friend Serge and my neighbour, but definitely not my girlfriend, Lara Lee, no one knew how I'd helped rescue Starlad from the clutches of wannabe superhero and comic book store owner Christopher Talbot. But even if they had known, who wants to play a video game from the point of view of an 11-year-old boy with flat feet and no superpowers? It wouldn't be very popular. In fact, I don't think I'd play a video game as me. As I trudged downstairs for dinner, I heard a tuck-tuck noise from the hallway, and then a small shape slid from the shadows beneath the hall table. A red squirrel waited for me at the foot of the stairs. I knew it was for me, since this wasn't the first time. The squirrel sat up on its hind legs and held out a note. It hadn't written the note. That would be silly. But I knew who had. As soon as I took the folded paper, it scurried off, its bushy tail bobbing back into the shadows. "Assemble tonight," read the message, which was scrawled in the familiar purple ink of a uni-ball gel stick pen with a 0.4mm tip. Just two little words, but they signified something big. Finally, things had been quiet since the whole Starlad Christopher Talbot volcano comic store giant asteroid business in the summer. Since then, my life had returned to its dull routine. I scrunched the paper in my fist. All that was about to change. Something was in the air, I sniffed. Some kind of fishy thing in a gloopy sauce. But that didn't matter because something else was out there waiting for me. Something thrilling. Something dangerous. Adventure was in the air, and its name was Scarf. Chapter 2. Don't go out without your scarf. After dinner, I sneaked out to the treehouse in our back garden. When Dad and Grandpa put it up, they had no idea that the exact spot they'd chosen was a doorway between our world and a parallel world, or that it was destined to become the international headquarters for a secret superhero crime-fighting organization known as SCARF, or possibly Spatula. We hadn't yet decided, which was partly why we were meeting up tonight. There was a lot to discuss. As I huffed and puffed at the top of the rope ladder, I reflected on recent events. Thanks to a catastrophically timed wee, I had missed out on being granted my greatest wish, to become a superhero. As if that wasn't bad enough, it had happened twice. Twice. The second time, the powers were given to my neighbour, school friend and cub reporter Lara Lee. Now, instead of splashing the story of Starlad across the front of the school newspaper, she had become the story. Right away, she and Zach teamed up to fight crime and have thrilling adventures, which was very...